Thank you, Elizabeth, for being willing to be interviewed about the SleepGuard biofeedback headband. I want to say just at the start of this conversation, okay, we're recording this to put on the stopgrinding.com website. And I want to say up front, you and I have been friends for, what, 19 years now? Mm-hmm. Something like that. And so I'll say that for probably the first 17 of those years, I guess I knew that you occasionally had migraines, but I had no idea how big an influence they had been in your life. And I guess it was maybe a couple of years ago when things were really difficult for you and you were sharing how debilitating the migraines were that I realized, wow, there's a possibility these are coming from you clenching your teeth in your sleep. And I gave you one of the biofeedback headbands in hope that you would use it, but I know that you're not always that enthusiastic about using technological gadgets. So it was probably maybe just a little more than a year ago when you finally really started getting into using it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And could you say a little bit about what had had you not use it for the first year you'd had it, not really try it out, and then what you experienced that had you say, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and I'm really going to give this a go?
Sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to. I did have it for a while, and in hindsight, I can see I had some resistance to it. I think there was some hesitancy around the fact that it was a technological device, and I don't consider myself someone who's good at using technology, and so I was like, I'll never be able to figure this thing out. And so I think that was one level of my resistance, is the fear that I wouldn't be able to use it properly. But I think a deeper level when I look at it is that, you know, I had had migraines for 29 years, and that's a long time, and I kind of had gotten to the point where I just accepted my life as part of my almost like who I was, is it someone that had migraines, you know? And so I think I had some resistance to the possibility that, you know, like, I don't know who I'd be if I didn't have these headaches. It was part of my life matrix, you know? And I think that I had tried so many things. I mean, it wasn't like I was sitting around for 29 years. I was trying everything that came under the sun, you know? And so I think there's a part of me that just got resigned to the possibility that I was just beyond help, and there was just no way that anything could help me. And so this headband was just one of the many hundreds of things that I would put on the list and ultimately fail at, you know, letting it help me. So why would I try one more thing? They were the most intense they'd ever been when you gave it to me, and I was just in a very bad way with them. It was just so much of my life was being given over to being in pain.
So what were these migraines like, and how did they affect your life?
They were completely debilitating in every way. You know, I would just basically, I wouldn't leave my dark room. You know, I was like, I could barely walk around to just get up and go to the bathroom or some basic thing that needed to happen. And I would just be in bed in intense, excruciating pain, and I would take, you know, I'd get up to vomit, and then I'd get back to bed, and then I'd get up and vomit again, and I'd go back to bed, and it was just unbelievable. I had incredible sensitivity to light, sound, smells. It was like it hurt to breathe, you know, and so it would go on for anywhere between 24 hours to 72 hours, and then there'd be a whole day of recovery after that. It was like I had like this thing that I call a pain hangover. I would just be, on the fourth day, I would just be barely able to, it would start eating again, like I was like this little, you know, just a little bit of food and gingerly getting back into life. So really, you know, at that point in my life, most of my week could be taken up by a migraine at that point.
So you would have one or two of these a week, or you would
I would usually have one big one a week or two little ones. So I would have a 3-day banger, you know, and then a day of recovery. So that was like 4 days of my week taken up. Or I'd have one little 24-hour one, little, you know, it's like such a perspective, one little 24-hour one, and then later in the week or the weekend I'd have another, you know, 24, 48-hour one.
And this was at a time when your son was young and needed a lot of attention from you, right? He was how old?
7.
Wow. So, and when, what was it, you know, I remember something happened, I think it was you had a cold, and that helped you figure out that, that this nighttime clenching probably was, because you knew you clenched, right? You had a sore jaw.
Yeah.
And when I said, yeah, I think there's a big connection between the clenching and migraines for a lot of people, you know, like you said, that's one more thing that you'd hear, that people have a theory, right? So.
Mm-hmm.
What had you really decide, yeah, that might be it for you, and you were going to try this out?
Well, thank you. It's a good reminder, because there was a time when the pain was, I had gotten a series of migraines, and I was clenching my jaw. You know, it was kind of like, I think the jaw clenching stuff is one of those things that I just got used to living with. You know, it was just like I walked around and my jaw was always hurting, and I'd be rubbing the side of my head when I was, you know, working with a client or whatever. I'd just sit on a table and put my head in my hands and I'd just be rubbing my jaw. And I think that I just really, you know, I think we adapt down. We adapt down slowly over time and get used to lower levels of energy, life force, pain, whatever.
Yep.
And I think I just adapted down to such a level that I was walking around with it thinking, well, that's just how it is, you know. And so it was like I had these series of headaches, and then I got this terrible cold, and I couldn't even breathe through my nose. So I went to bed one night, and I just felt like, you know, it was just the end of the world. and I couldn't breathe through my nose. So I guess what happened is all night I had to breathe through my mouth. And I got up the next morning, and even though I was sick as a dog, I felt a distinct difference in my side of my face, you know, the pain on the side of my face, and the soreness and the achiness. It was like, oh, my God. And it really woke me up to, there might be something to this jaw thing, because if I could plug my nose, you know, every night and try this for a week, I mean, you know, I ended up being, I think it was 3 days I had that stuffy nose. And by the end of that 3 days, I noticed a distinct difference in my level of pain and soreness in my face and jaw.
And so then you decided, okay, so since I have that much of a difference in level of pain, then I must be clenching a lot, and maybe that is contributing to my migraine. So you started trying using the biofeedback headband, and I think you used the phrase that it was a challenge to kind of make friends with it. Is that what you said?
Yeah. You know, at first I was just like, you know, I still, even though I had a stronger commitment to trying it and had some belief that maybe there's a connection to this clenching and my headaches and oh my God, and you know, I still was uncertain about how to use the device. And then, you know, you walked me through it, and it's really easy. I mean, even I found it easy. And I started to play with it and use it. And at first, I was like, oh, man, something. You know, I had a lot of resistance, like, oh, something on my head, that's the last thing I want. And, you know, it makes this little sound, and is it going to bother me? And, you know, so I had to kind of walk through this little process with myself where I just talked myself into that it was going to help me, and I was going to give it a chance to help me, and I wanted to really allow support in here. And I kind of had to do this little kind of psych myself into it or something, or coach myself through it. You know, I was just like, give it a shot, Elizabeth. The worst thing can happen is it doesn't work, but you've had some evidence that there's some usefulness here in your, or a big difference that happened. So give it a try. And I did. And I mean, my numbers were really, really high, you know, in the beginning. And
do you remember? Were you up in the hundreds of seconds of clenching?
Yes, more than that. Yeah, I was like 200. It was very, very high. I remember once I told you. I don't remember when, but early on, I told you, and you're like, "Oh yeah, you're in the 95th percentile of clenchers."
Oh, then you must have been up above 300. Okay.
I think I was. Yeah.
So how long did it take you in using the biofeedback headband till you started to notice a change in your migraines?
I would say, I'm not great at tracking this, but I would say sometime after 3 to 4 weeks, I was walking around with a different skull, you know, a different head, a different skull, a different, and over the course of the maybe 3 months of using it, I noticed a very big drop in my migraines, like very big drop. It was like from that using up 3 days on the average per week to I started actually skipping weeks. It was like, oh my God, I went through a whole week without a migraine. So it was like, I think my body just started to really, over the course of the year, where now I'm totally free of them. They're gone. I haven't had one in a whole year. But over the course of using it, they like slowly left my experience, you know, and I noticed them skipping weeks, and then I would go 2 weeks, and then I would go 3 weeks, and you know.
And were you tracking your numbers during that time, or did you kind of stop tracking your numbers after a while, and you just kept on using the headband?
I stopped tracking, and because I had enough faith in the shift in the pain pattern,
yep.
So I was tracking the pain, not the numbers.
Yeah, and you're not so into the techno gadget part of it, so the numbers weren't fascinating to you.
Not at all.
Do you remember roughly how much they went down, though?
I don't. I don't remember. For me, it was about the results and the how many headaches. That's what I was counting.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh my God, I went 3 weeks without pain. This is a miracle.
And so you still wear the headband now, right?
Every night. Yep.
Yep. And did you ever go through a period where you decided, I'm going to try not wearing it anymore, and then things started shifting back to the way they were, or did you just decide to stick with it?
No, I've always stuck with it, but I've been through two periods where I noticed myself kind of, I don't know how I would describe it, but like I checked out on partnering with it. I checked out on...
Oh, so you felt you weren't responding to it as well in your sleep?
Yeah, and I was just like, I don't know, there was just a little, like, attitude, like, oh, this isn't going to work for me anymore. And then I realized, what am I doing? And my jaw started to get sore again, and I talked myself back into, this is here to support you, this is for helping you, if you want to be pain-free, you want to be migraine-free. I never got a migraine in the course of the year, but I could tell my jaw would get sore again from time to time, and that's when I needed to just have a little chat with myself, and, you know, like, for example, right now, I feel totally fine and pain-free, and there's no soreness, there's no mm-hmm. nothing. But yes, I would say I had two dips over the course maybe of the year.
When you first started using it, and I think you mentioned a concern of how's it going to be to sleep with this thing, how quickly did you learn to respond to the biofeedback sound in your sleep without waking up?
Oh, that was very quick. I don't know if that took a week.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably about normal for people, as they can usually do it within a few days to a week.
Yep.
So if you think about the state of mind that you were in, and so there you were, you know, you were in pain all the time. Your life was really terrible. And now what would you describe your life as like compared to that?
Well, I would describe that there's nothing like waking up every day and knowing that I have to not worry about the potential of that my day is over before it starts. You know, it's like I just got back from a week-long business trip to California, and I couldn't have done that before because I didn't have reliable, consistent energy that I could commit to. And it was like, pretty much guaranteed I would show up on a week trip, and at some point there'd be 1 to 3 days I'd be out of it. And so, you know, I just came back from a week where I was fully engaged the entire time. And so I would say there's just nothing like living with a count-on ability of my life force energy. It's just such a total blessing. And I didn't know, I think, to the extent that I had adapted down until I've lived a whole year, and I just, every day, I'm just like, oh my God. I'm still just like in such gratitude and awe that it's possible after 29 years. I mean, 29 years is a long time to get used to something, you know, like pain. And so I feel tremendous gratitude, and I feel tremendous joy for the ability to live my life, you know, fully. And that's the biggest difference for me, is every day I just know that I'm going to have a full day, you know.
Well, thank you very much for sharing that. And is there anything that you would like to say to people who are right now living with either just the TM, I would say just, that's kind of funny, the TMJ pain, where their jaw is in pain, or maybe their neck or their back or part of their face or their teeth, and to people who are in this even more debilitating migraine type of pain, what would you encourage them?
Oh, well, you know, I guess I would just say that it doesn't have to be that way forever, and to, if you have even an inkling that this could help you, even if it's just a distant, tiny little whisper of maybe and possibly, then trust it and take the chance on it, because there's, you know, it's like, it's non-invasive, it's non-chemical, it's non, there's nothing negative about it. You know, I'm a, very much a natural, I like to do things natural healing ways, and, you know, it's like, and I've tried all the drugs too, you know, it's like I tried everything. But this is like so, it's a basic tool, you know, and it really works with your body in a very good way. If you try it, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, and I certainly was. So I guess I just would want to convey a message of hope, because I know for me, most of my hope at the possibility of living without pain was gone, and I am here to say that it's alive and well, and there's a possibility, if you think it might help you, that you give this a try, that it really will. So keep the faith.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, you're welcome.
I look forward to putting this up on the website and letting people benefit from what you've gone through and gained and learned. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Okie dokie.
Bye.
Right. Bye.